This is the Todd Wright Toddcast that is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Literally, 2 days ago, I was speaking with a longtime friend who is actually in the healthcare industry. And we were discussing various things about my golf tournaments and just life in general and getting caught up. And I told her about Brandon Legal Group, and her immediate response, what type of law do they specialize in? And I said, they are a full-service law firm. And her eyes lit up. It just shows how commonly people think law firms are specialized, because so many of them do advertise that. Brandon Legal Group wants you to know, you need not ask that question when considering calling them for a free consult. They are a full-service law firm. And yes, their home office is in Brandon, Florida. I'm actually going to meet some of my friends from Brandon Legal Group for lunch in Brandon tomorrow. But they also want you to know they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I'm staring at one of their shirts that they provided as part of the gift package for the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship. They're already committed to playing in the next event in early October on the Todd Wright Tour. They're huge Todd Wright Tour supporters, and I thank them for their support of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Papa John's of Tampa Bay also came up big with the gift package for the Todd Wright Tour Championship because of COVID-19 protocols and adjustments I have made to my tournaments for everyone's safety. We have kept all activities outdoors, and we have kept everybody in motion at different times using tee times rather than shotgun starts. That also means that everyone is finishing at a different time, and there are no official activities once a golfer finishes their round. They are welcome to stay and dine or drink in and around the clubhouse on their own, but I do not provide anything for them because I'm avoiding a mass gathering, which means I cannot feed everybody since there is not one sit-down meal. So as a result of me not being able to use Papa John's of Tampa Bay to feed everyone as part of the meal, as we've done for years, I reached out to Mike Lentz and I asked if he could provide every golfer, and this was the largest field we ever had at the Todd Wright Tour Championship, with a free pizza voucher. And he came through. Papa John's of Tampa Bay is wonderful to me. They were the first ever sponsor of any of my podcasts 5 years ago. They were the original presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which is back, by the way. More on that in a moment. Mike and I have played golf together. Mike plays in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, and Papa John's is just a wonderful supporter of my golf tournaments and back on the podcast. Don't forget the Shaq-a-roni, as you have live sports now. I know I've been enjoying the live sports. I told Gil Alexander on VEASAN earlier this morning, I know I'm a hockey apologist, but this week's like the opening week of the NCAA basketball tournament for me, because Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and assuming not enough series end Friday, it's triple. There are games all day. So might be the right time with the NBA restart, with baseball games in prime time, if that suits you, hockey games all day, to order from Papa John's and order that Shaq-a-roni. Remember, $1 of every Shaq-a-roni pizza does go to charity. Thank you to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their support of the podcasts and the golf tournaments. Yes, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast has returned. We are still well away from the scheduled beginning of the season. I did a recent fantasy football podcast about the pros and cons of eliminating the entire preseason schedule. And if you're thinking, yeah, we'd be knee deep in that by now. Well, no, actually the Hall of Fame game would be this weekend. So the full preseason wouldn't even have started yet because the NFL is starting very late this year. And that was by design and had nothing to do with COVID-19. There are still some who think it will be pushed back even further. I just don't think Goodell's going to do that. Not the subject of today's podcast. So the Fantasy Football Podcast has returned. We're already, I think, 4 episodes in, and I'm going over many things such as scoring adjustments. I'm highly recommending to commissioners and owners to implement in their league to bring it into the 21st century. Don't play 20th century fantasy football. You know, I was listening to some of my friends who still work in the radio business. I left that business years ago, and I'm thrilled. I just don't deal with the bullshit. And God bless my friends who do. And they were talking about how there's this line, not only in the radio business, but other places, when there's a suggestion of change, and someone says, well, that's not the way we've always done it. And they actually said that they worked for a woman who would just tear into anyone who brought that up. And if there were more people like that in the radio business, I'd probably still be working in it. But there are too many people stuck and set in their ways in that industry. And a lot of times, if your commissioner or your ownership is set in its ways and doesn't bring fantasy football into the 21st century by eliminating the mandatory tight end, by not updating kicker scoring the way I have the last few years, the subject of the most recent Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, the Matt Prater adjustment. Check out the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast on many of the same platforms you find the Todd Wright Toddcast, but bring your fantasy football league into the 21st century. It's already year 20 of the 21st century, and don't tell me it's year 21, because you would be wrong. And I'll win that argument 100 out of 100 times. My email for this podcast is write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. If you have a topic for the Toddcast, a comment, a question, it is much more worthwhile. And it shows a lot about your personality if you take the time to email me and put your name on it and start a dialogue rather than you posting some random childish message often on a message board where I don't know who you are and I'm not going to read it. It's something, it's like a couple of sixth graders passing notes about their teacher having large boobs. And it's just childish. The sixth graders can get away with it until the teacher finds out, of course, finds the notes. The kids who share the desks afterwards. Yeah. It's a true story, by the way. I was just told it recently. Anyway, write.todd@yahoo.com. Social media, @ToddWright2020 on Instagram, @ToddWright2020 on Twitter. Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And I promise you, if we're friends, I will never ask you to like another page. I promise. So return the favor and don't do that to me. Otherwise, I will unfollow you. Or potentially just say, you know what, we're not meant to be Facebook friends. I've been thinking about this for a week or so, and I'm going to phrase the beginning of it and the end very carefully. I'm not suggesting that this coach and general manager and this organization is going to do this. But I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. Consider the position the New England Patriots are in. And consider that they've known this for a while. Yes, they won Super Bowl 53 in a game that had one memorable play. Brady to Gronk to get inside the 5-yard line to set up Sony Michel for the first and last touchdown of the game. Defensively, they were terrific against the Rams. The Rams were bad. Gurley couldn't go, We now know everything we thought about Gurley's knee was true. And the one throw Goff needed to make, he couldn't make. And he made some other very bad throws. It was one of the five worst Super Bowls of the 54 of them. But the Patriots deserved to win it. Last year, they went out in the first round of the playoffs. They went out with a whimper. And clearly, the decision was made even before last season based on the way they restructured Tom Brady's deal that Tom Brady was leaving New England. Maybe he didn't know it initially, but it wasn't really an option for him to come back. So he has since moved on. You better be careful with some of these Bucs wins versus Patriots wins, head-to-head side bets you might be making. I watch PTI virtually every day. Tony and Mike have a side bet on that. Yes, Bill Belichick is one of the greatest head coaches of all time, not just in the Super Bowl era, not just in football. But also, I think we'd all agree he marches to the beat of a different drummer. There are things that he does that other organizations either do not or choose not to do. And when he does things that are considered wrong, he's basically like, okay, yeah, go ahead and prove it. So what? We've heard about tanking before in the National Football League. We heard about it just last year with the Dolphins in terms of tanking for Tua. Remember back to the Colts, suck for Luck when Peyton Manning was injured. It's nothing new. To connect it to the greatest team of the Super Bowl era seems a little odd. However, again, I phrase this very carefully. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't consider it, whether it's been part of the plan all along or based on what happens in the coming weeks and months. I was just reading on ProFootballTalk.com this week about how the Patriots, with a significant amount of early opt-outs, and we're not done with that process yet, they have $35 million in cap space. However, there's really nobody to sign. Even Peters re-signed with the Eagles to play guard, which I think was a smart move by the Eagles, simply keeping him off a team where the left tackle, where a tackle might opt out, like Solder did, former Patriot with the Giants, and as Donovan Smith had talked about, protecting Tom Brady's backside in Tampa Bay. The Patriots have all this cap room, don't seem motivated to spend it. They waited so long to sign Cam Newton. I still don't see it as a fit. They got Newton at a bargain before all these other players opted out. Newton's not going to ask to restructure the deal. Tom Brady is gone. Gronk is gone. They clearly weren't the same team last year. Now the quarterback who's won six titles has moved on. $35 million in cap room this year. Doesn't seem like they're going to spend it. They were already set up wonderfully for cap room in 2021, and now the NFL is going to fight a battle to not reduce the amount of the salary cap for next year because of reduced revenues this year based on limited or no access from fans, and we have no idea how many games the NFL might be able to play. The comparison would be the NFL to baseball, if anything. And baseball has had issues, but they are pressing on. You cannot compare the NFL to the NHL or the NBA because there are no plans to bubble teams. The only comparison would be Major League Baseball because Major League Baseball is still traveling teams, albeit more restricted in their travel geographically, based on Eastern Division, Central Divisions, Western Divisions. The NFL is still sticking with the initial 16-game schedule and the model that determines it with no adjustments as of yet for COVID-19 protocols. It has many questioning whether the NFL can pull this off, whether they're going to have to make changes on the fly, such as reducing the amount of regular season games, literally stopping the season at some point, and then reevaluating who plays whom and where they play those games and how they're going to do it. Now, I've admired Roger Goodell pressing through this entire time with everything. Free agency, start of the new league year, new collective bargaining agreement, NFL draft, release of the schedule, start of training camps. None of us like the exhibition preseason games anyway. Those are gone. But we'll see. So the Patriots just seem to be in a position where if they were going to have a bad season, this seems like the right time for it. All the opt-outs, no Tom Brady, a team that struggled around Tom Brady the entire second half of last year. Remember the thought that, well, Brady and Belichick are connected, and when one leaves, the other will leave? That doesn't look like it's happening. Even though Belichick is, along with Bruce Arians, one of the oldest coaches in the National Football League, what else is Belichick going to do? Seriously. I mean, Bruce Arians tried to retire. I think he thought he was going to make a lot of money in broadcasting. He wasn't very good at it, so he came back. What else is Belichick going to do? He's going to coach. He's going to be a GM. So if there was ever the right year for Bill Belichick to do, dare I say this, the unethical, wrong thing and not try to win every game in the season, it's this one. Based on the uncertainty of where we're headed, based on losing Tom Brady, based on how they set up Tom Brady and showed him the door after last year, based on the second half of last season, based on all the opt-outs. And I'm not even suggesting that Belichick has already evaluated Trevor Lawrence and thinks, that's my new quarterback. That's who I want. We can get right back with all of our cap room and we can start winning Super Bowls in 2021. I'm not even suggesting that. That might be the case. That might be a guy he wants. But Belichick has always been someone who has accumulated draft picks, worked the draft sort of from the bottom up. Imagine how he could work it from the top down if he has the top pick and what he can accumulate. The perspective on this season has, we don't even know. But based on all the factors right now, would not surprise me at all that this is a down year for the New England Patriots, and it's a down year that Belichick is going to use to make the organization better for the next 5 to 10 years, considering all the factors. We'll see how it plays out. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. My thanks to Brandon Legal Group for what they did for all my golfers at the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship. Same goes to Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Papa John's of Tampa Bay provided a free pizza voucher to all players at the Todd Wright Tour Championship, and the Shaq-a-ronis are flying out of stores. $1 to charity from every Shaq-a-roni pizza. It removes the crusts on the end, twice the cheese, 66 slices of pepperoni, largest slices in the history of Papa John's. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay, and specifically Mike Lentz at the store on West Waters and Denny Gray at the store on West Kennedy. If you have any issues at either of those two stores and live in the Tampa Bay area, you just ask to speak to Mike Lentz at the West Waters store or Denny Gray at the West Kennedy store, and you tell them that you know their name because of Todd Wright, and they will talk to you. and they will take care of whatever your issue is. I promise you. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.